Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got the election coming up on Tuesday, but it's not just about the candidates. There's a lot of propositions on the ballot as well. If you live in the city of Dallas, you know that. That ballot is about five pages long. There is one in Frisco. This is a big school bond package for that city's school district. You've got four propositions on the ballot, one that will raise the district's tax rate, three more for bonds. And we are joined right now by Frisco ISD Deputy Superintendent Dr. Todd Fouch. He's going to walk us through it a little bit. Dr. Fouch, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. Let's talk about these. We'll take them one at a time. Let's start with the biggest one. This is Proposition B, almost $1 billion, billion with a B, to go to facilities. So what are we talking about here? What are some of the needs?
Yes, sir. So, you know, I was really involved in the 2014 and the 2018 bond programs. And with those programs under this proposition, most of the things were new buildings. And really what our story is now is we have 20 buildings who will be turning 25 years old in the next 5 years. So the bulk of Proposition B is really about keeping our buildings in the systems and in the conditions that our community expects them to be, just things like roofing, HVAC systems, plumbing, flooring, painting, things like that.
I know that there's a proposition, I think it's Proposition C, you've got close to $90 million for technology upgrades. That seems like it's a must.
Yeah, you know, we've got almost 66,000 students and 8,500 employees, and each of them has a device. And so we're rotating those devices every 5 years. So the bulk of that is in that type of equipment. But also, you know, fiber, wireless access points, all the things that we need to make school happen now is kind of tied up in that technology piece you referred to.
And then there's one for a new tennis center as well. If the bonds are being floated for facilities, though, why the need to raise the tax rate? Does that have to do with staffing and salaries and such?
So on the bond side specifically, there really isn't. The tax rate increase is not associated with the bond side. It's specifically associated with Prop A, which is, it's called a VATER, a voter-approved tax rate election. And what we're talking about on that side is 3 cents per $100 valuation, which works out, the average home in Frisco, it works out to about $13 or $14 a month. And that is not for the facility side. That is specifically for salaries and other programs that aren't capital assets.
All right. And so $13, $14 a month over and above the current taxes, the tax
yes,
levy.
Sir.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, exactly.
How are you getting the word out to folks? Are you've got flyers going out? How are you making people aware of what's at stake?
Yeah, definitely. So there are a group of us we're doing presentations to anyone who really feels like listening. We've presented to Chamber of Commerce, we've presented to all types of different organizations, HOAs, PTAs, booster clubs, and presenting just information. And then friscoisd.org/bond2024 has a ton of great information about these propositions and how they started.
You know, just next to you guys, Plano, they're closing schools. They're having problems in their district with enrollment. What about Frisco ISD? You guys still are the fastest growing, I think, in the state. Why the discrepancy?
You know, I can't really speak to Plano and what's happening there. I'll tell you, our growth has really slowed down the last couple of years. We've been pretty flat the last couple of years. And I think it really has to do with aging communities and new homes being more affordable, maybe north. I think if you look at the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex kind of as concentric circles, you kind of have seen this trend for 40 years probably, moving more out and out and out, being the faster growth districts in the Metroplex.
Would all of this, or I would say, would as much of this be necessary if you guys were getting a little more help from the legislature?
So I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, we have not had an increase in funding on a per pupil amount since 2019. And we all know what's happened with the world and with inflation since 2019. So that's definitely something that we hope is an important issue when the legislature convenes this spring, is to fully fund public education. And, you know, I'm never been a fan of whiny educators, but really what we're just talking about is inflationary increases so we can keep up with salaries and not be 5 years behind.
That is the Deputy Superintendent in the Frisco ISD, Dr. Todd Fouch. He's with us on KRLD. Dr. Fouch, thanks so much. We appreciate the time. One of many big propositions on the ballots around Dallas and Fort Worth coming up this Tuesday. Well, it's going on right now with early voting.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.